You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
Are you sick of us yet? Serious question.
I mean, I am, but that's...
No one asked you. I'm asking the valid listener. I'm not asking the Jack Misson.
I think that's the nicest thing you've ever said about something. What? Valid listener.
Well, by listening right now, you are valid.
Validated.
I like you a lot.
Put your hand out, you're going to get a stamp.
Okay. Or you'll get invited to our broadcast channel. By now, it has happened, and you are seeing exclusive content that only you are allowed to see because you're invited to it, and you've accepted the invite, and you're seeing things that only you can see.
Carl Bianco, please stop trying to make the broadcast channel happen.
It's not going to happen, mate.
It's happening.
No.
The votes are ticking yes.
It's... We'll talk about this in the actual show itself. It is just so lame. I don't want to be a part of your broadcast channel. I want to be a close friend of yours on the gram, but I don't want to be...
You already are.
Yeah.
But notice how she didn't say close friend in real life.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
Now, you've just escalated that to a whole other level.
You're getting off my close friends and my close friends.
Good.
You're welcome.
Whew. You're not even a friend at this point by the sounds of it.
Not with him, but you and I, KP. We're mates. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did a show together for 2 years without me.
I know.
So of course, your friendship would have grown on different levels or disparaged itself.
I don't disparaged. Know.
I'm trying to find my terms. I didn't get much sleep last night, okay?
What did you do?
Yeah, I worked till midnight.
You worked till midnight. You got home at what time?
1:45.
The alarm went off at what time?
4-ish.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay.
I was at the Gym at 5.
Can you do me a massive favor? Can you stop calling it the Gym?
It's just a bit of a joke.
Between who?
Between me, myself, and I.
Just shit because... joke.
Whey!
Hey, no swearing on the podcast,
Well,
you.
Funnily enough, on that, KP, you did say to me my censoring of last week's podcast was hilarious.
It was
are you
going
to censor that?
No, we don't censor that first word. But anything...
Shit's okay, is
shit's
it?
Okay.
No, we're swearing. We're not swearing. We want to. This is a family podcast, believe it or not.
I did drop a bomb last week.
Any bomb that you do drop, I will censor, and it's rather funny, the censoring that I'm using. So, you know.
Do you want a bomb first, or shall I?
Hey, I'm squeaky clean.
Speaking of, we didn't mention this, but the best beach in Australia was Squeaky Beach. I should have mentioned
I love don't Squeaky call it, Beach.
Don't call her a beach. What are you doing?
Out. You're done.
Oh, you're not you're on my close done. Friends list either now. What did he just call me?
He called you Squeaky. That's rude. We all know you're Tinkerbell. There's a difference. How dare you?
Wow. I went to Squeaky Beach once, and controversially, you know what happened?
What?
Didn't squeak. The only thing that squeaked
was your drink bottle.
No. I established that today. That screams. It doesn't squeak. Well, I wish it squeaked, because then it wouldn't be waking me up in the middle of the
potato,
night.
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Same thing. Mm. It's making a noise.
No, the only thing that Squeaky Beach taught me was to get new shoes. I had a hole in my boot. And yeah, which is a weird choice to take to the beach anyway. Why was I wearing boots?
I don't know.
I was young and naive.
Because don't the heels like sink into the sand and you can't...
Oh, no. This is in my days where I wore flats.
Right.
When I was a tween. Yes.
Well, we know we have an expert shoe person on the program. And
she loves Crocs, apparently.
I do not. Don't start
Why did you
again.
Have to rehash that? What is wrong with you? There's a lot wrong with you, actually. We're not going to get to it here.
You need to be nice to Misson, because you know what? He edits the podcast. So any of your really good zingers, he could just edit out like that.
I could.
Well,
he could make me sound so much funnier.
Effective next week, I'm taking on responsibility.
Over my dead body you are.
Oh.
Can I actually ask that? You did say this in a break. You enjoy editing the podcast.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Yeah, it's funny to look back at. Are you right just having a moment there, mate?
I turned my mic off.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still looking at you and it's traumatizing, honestly.
It was the coffee from Bossy Boots. It's come back up again.
Hey, you got to censor
you.
That now too.
Oh, my God.
Well, we've got a censor, so...
No, but... No, I enjoy the podcast intros.
All right, last, Frank Green.
Last week was quite funny, so that was a lot of fun. And during the show, you have some moments. I enjoy it.
Well, thanks. I have some moments.
You're more than welcome.
Am I getting better?
No.
Am I getting better?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
That's bullshit.
I like this a lot.
You are bullshit.
Is it bullshit?
Can
is
you
it,
take
mate?
Your shit elsewhere? I've had enough of it.
Stop.
Oi! No, that's getting edited out, please.
Well, I can very easily censor that.
Yeah, well, don't ever say that again.
I just want to make it
that's
known
very,
that...
very, very vicious.
I am the only person who has not sworn on this podcast. And for that listener, you're
yeah,
welcome.
But when
I
did,
swear a lot in my real
when
life.
When I did... Right, ain't that the truth? You've got a sailor's mouth. Hey ho, hey ho.
It's hi ho. What is that? The inverted version.
You take the high road and I'll take the low road.
Okay, I sang that at Foundation Day concerts and I'm not doing it again. I can't listen to that song
again. Wait, what's Foundation Day?
No, so I went to a private school.
Sorry, hang on a second. You were critical of me for saying feature artist instead of featured. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Founders Day, not Foundation Day.
No, I went to a different school than yours. Yeah, I know. Shocker.
Was that... I'm not going to go there.
Anyway. Oh my gosh, my eyes have rolled so far into the back of my head. Listen to you, private school boys. You give me the ick.
I went to a semi-private school, actually.
It doesn't matter, close enough.
Catholic is semi-private. I'm a good Catholic boy.
And I'm a state girl from way back.
I still read the Bible.
Good.
Well, I channel some of it in my life.
What?
What, not in here you don't?
Is it throwing books at people's heads?
Be kind. Be kind to one another. Love one another.
Have you...
Please.
Well, who got coffee this morning?
Yeah, that was nice, actually.
Yeah.
You are the coffee bitch, and it's really appreciative.
Stop swearing. Jeez. We are a family podcast. We're not, but
no,
I would like
not.
To be.
So I said I did a nice thing because I'm encouraging people to be nice, and then you call me a coffee bitch.
But the one thing...
Stop swearing.
It was a quotation. I quoted what this man said. He called me a coffee bitch. So I therefore had to say it again.
The fact that I, as someone, as you just said, Carl Bianco, swears like a sailor... is pulling the two of you up for swearing, and I would say for the sake of it, is ridiculous. We're swearing way too much. Relax.
He's the swearer.
Rein it in.
But swear jar. Love swear jar.
Love.
Have you not seen Cracker Jack? Cracker Jack.
I haven't seen Cracker Jar.
Well, I am jarred.
But of course, we can't swear when we're on air. So when we're off air, it needs to come out somewhere.
Oh, it's a sensitive topic. Don't bring it up again.
I'm sorry.
Can I get a clear sentence out? Don't think so.
Yeah, there was once Carl dropped the magic live on air, and that very quickly after you did that, that's when you took your 2-year hiatus.
Wrong
was
tone.
It connected?
Wrong tone. Yeah. With tones, and I didn't quite.
No.
I had a dream.
I think you were saying I was using the wrong tone, and I was like, here we go again.
No, I think your tone's been pretty good.
Thank you.
It's not tone deaf. It's close.
Oh, it's close. It's close. It's not there.
I'm glad we're all in agreement.
Right, anyway.
Can we leave the podcasters to their day now? Or
done?
Night?
Are
or
you
afternoon?
Sure?
Yeah, we're done.
Or evening? Or overnight?
Whenever.
Morning?
Whenever they listen to this thing.
I would actually like to know when people listen to us. Because I can't imagine people turning this on and going to bed. Because I feel like our voices would just be too annoying. There's nothing peaceful about this podcast.
Oh, no. It'd put them to sleep. Honestly.
Wow.
On that note, I think we should end this.
No. Before we do, he's the one that makes the podcast.
Yes.
He's just shot it down. You need to say one nice thing about the podcast before we resume.
He won't
because
do
at this point, people are just tuning off.
That's a stupid thing to ask him.
I do have something, though.
Okay.
The editor of the podcast.
Get him off. Get him off.
No, the artwork is amazing.
What artwork?
It's not hard, mate. The thumbnail that we have for the podcast.
Can we just talk about that for a second? I made a grave error the other day.
What did you do?
I had to send some audio to somebody.
Yeah.
As like a sample track of my voice. Mm. Don't ask. And for some
reason,
converted, yeah. Our heads were on the thumbnail.
Ah.
So it was so awkward because this person didn't know I had this show.
I didn't realise in the photos we've got thumbnails.
Me either, until I sent a sample saying Catherine Powell and Carl Bianco's mugs on it.
Mugs a bit harsh. That's very harsh. I have lost some weight. It's a prettier mug these days.
Your eyelash extensions look really good too, by the way.
That is a gift, okay? I was blessed with long eyebrows, and I've only...
Long eyebrows!
Eyelashes.
Yeah, it's Catherine and Bart Cummings.
He's dead. Don't speak ill of the dead. You know better than that.
But I didn't. They were impressive eyebrows.
If you want to visit the Bert Newton Ryman Village, it's in
here. Censor that too. Let's get into it. Paul Jack's going to have RSI putting the censor in.
Hello to Patty and the family.
I love Patty. I spoke to Patty this week. She's beautiful.
Yep. Anyway.
Let's get into it.
Not so beautiful as whatever this last 10 minutes has been. So it's
was it?
Long
I
before.
Reckon it would have been at least 25.
It's pretty close. No, it's version 10.
All right.
On the verge of 10. On that
Let's
note,
all hold hands and jump into the show,
I'm
shall
not
we?
Holding your hand. I don't know where those hands have been.
Well, when I said that, I didn't mean holding your hand. Tell you. I'm going to hold my own because I don't trust either of you.
Suspense is building here. Well, if you want to hold his hand, then you might become a wing person for him.
Wow.
Good
throwback. Very good. Anyway, I'm bored. Let's get into it.
Okay. Enjoy this soft serve of what is going to be a great podcast. You're welcome. I'm still fat from it.
Oh, my God, relax.
Stop it.
What? Also, wear your correct glasses. People were telling me during the week, Carl needs to wear his proper glasses.
Oh, bull-tish.
They're worried.
These are my new glasses. I've gone back to wearing my guards.
Yeah, but you shouldn't because you're a script behind.
No, I've bettered my vision again.
You have not.
I feel better wearing these glasses.
Okay, Kit, I'm going to just jump in here. Can we take this argument offline, please?
But for the record, right? These are my glasses again. I've gone back to them because they are better for my eyes. I could not see with the Ray-Bans.
Do you say that, or just
stupid.
Your optometrist?
No,
say
I'm
that?
Genuinely serious. The script from my Ray-Bans and my sunglasses that aren't Ray-Bans, they're Timberlands, they were different. They were different, and every time I'd switch from my glasses to my sunglasses, I couldn't drive.
Hey, it's too late to apologize.
It's too late.
Stop. We're done.
The way I are.
Oh, now that's a song
that's
to start
song.
Next week.
You can't change me.
Jack, put it on the whiteboard for next
Noted.
Week.
Noted.
Scratch it on. Scratch it's it. Not one of your suggestions, it's mine. All
Let's
right.
go.
We're done.
Done here. I don't know, I just felt like...
That came from somewhere really deep inside.
Yep. So much feels.
The fructus type. Goodbye.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Happy Monday to you, the first Monday of February for 2024. It's Carl and it's Catherine with you on 88.3 Southern FM.
It most certainly is a big good morning to you, Bayside. Carl Bianco, how are you, my friend?
Not too bad for a Monday. I've gotten up and going.
Yeah, you had a spring in your step this morning. I think the body clock has finally ticked over.
Oh, thanks.
We're up and running today. Huge show ahead. A little bit later, Tanya George, our featured artist.
Looking forward to talking to Tanya George. She's been a regular feature on the station over the years. Got a new song coming out this week.
Yes.
So plenty to talk about with her.
So much to talk about. Of course, we'd love to hear from you as well. 0404 000 736, or send us an email, mondaybreakfastradio@gmail.com.
Getting started with a bit of Little Boo Thang by Paul Russell, 7:05.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
I laugh
it's
at it.
It's just so abrupt.
Every week, just straight off the back of whatever our first song is. And as you heard, Carl and Catherine with you, 7 minutes past 7 on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM. Where do we go?
I love that our brand basically is, it sounds like we've made a mistake, but that was an intentional move.
Oh, this is intentional.
You've got mail.
Speaking of intentional.
Yeah.
A lot of feedback from the program last week.
Oh, good. Good, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, I wasn't called a large mammal on the show before, so that was nice. No one was leaping to my defense. But I do have to offer an apology to somebody.
Oh, okay. Not me, clearly.
Well, no. That just never happens. No. Last week, we did a segment that neither of us really understood how we got to. We talked about Canberra.
Yeah, well, I don't even remember what I was going to go. Yeah, and then it turned into me talking about being a class captain.
Yes, and... We were all blessed with that beautiful photo of Carl. If you haven't seen it, Carl and Catherine on the gram. Do yourself a favour.
Or don't.
No, but we got talking about Canberra. I spoke about school camp and I said how a friend of mine spilt a whole bowl of spaghetti bolognese with meatballs over my head on day one.
Mm.
That friend, Claire, if she's listening, has reached out to correct me. No meatballs involved.
Oh, good.
So... I just want to make that clear. I apologise for putting a bit of extra cheese on that story. But also, big reaction to the whole dating apps versus real estate scenario, Bianco.
Oh, really?
Yes. Other people feel like they are in the same position. So I like that. I don't feel it's crazy.
Have you communicated with them, reached out and discussed other people's thoughts and feels about
it? We've actually got support group on Wednesday night.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Didn't get the invite.
Well, you're not doing either. You're not on the dating apps and you're not doing real estate.
Didn't even ask me. Maybe I am. I don't know. I could be.
Anyway, that's the feedback I've received.
It's all right. I'll just go create my own group. That's fine.
What would your group be?
The Carlism Party. That sounds political. No, congregation. The Carl Congregation.
But what does it mean? Is it just you?
Yep.
Actually, no. Yours can be all the people named Carl. All get together.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough, to be honest.
Well, there's you. There's Carl Stefanovic.
Carl Langdon from WA.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of any more Carls. Carl Barron, the comedian.
Yeah, but he's with a C, though. He doesn't count.
There's Carl Quinn from The Age.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy.
I don't know.
If you're a Carl, 0404 000 7.
Yeah, look, if there is more than one Carl out there in Bayside, I mean, I'm sure there is. However, you never know.
Hey, from the Barbie movie, there's I'm Just Ken, I'm Just Carl. Me, myself, and I.
I wish. No, what? I don't.
What? Wait, what do you wish?
That I was Ken. He has a good rig. I don't have as good a rig, unfortunately. I'm trying. I'll get there one day. Then I can sing, I'm Just Carl. That was a very bogan version of that, though. Can we do that?
That was like
the end of the year?
What? You want to actually do I'm Just Carl?
Yeah, I'm Just Carl.
Gosh.
On a Monday, I'm with Catherine.
Just when you think it can't get worse, Bayside.
Minute by minute, I'm losing friends. I don't know. Something
we're
like
shutting
that.
The mailbox. We're going to a song.
Okay, this is Vance Joy. This is Rocket.
You're going to get some feedback on that, I think.
I think so. Mm. At least we've got something for next week. It's Carl and Catherine for your Monday morning here on Southern FM. Crisis has been averted.
Okay.
I'm happy to report.
Not so, in my world. Anyway.
Well, in my world. Anyway. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, before I went away for a week, I did my ankle.
Oh, you did too?
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Not fully, but yeah, it still hasn't quite got back to 100%.
You were a Carl on the run.
Yeah. As opposed to a band on the run.
Or a fox.
Sweet. Anyway, I did my ankle running. It wasn't very good. And I've got a problem with that ankle. Basically, over 10 years ago, when I was in year 11 or year 12, I went to a golf center and I didn't realize that there were steps.
Oh. Okay.
So I've gone down. There's 3 steps and I thought there was only 2. So I've walked down 1 step and thought, yep, I'm down. I'm all just basically done a 360 down the rest of the stairs. Close to it. Anyway, I've just walked it off like nothing's happened, but I reckon I've done cartilage damage or something of that caliber.
Can I ask why you think cartilage?
I don't know. It's just never been quite right. I just find that I'll be walking randomly at any time of the day, and then all of a sudden my ankle will just give way. So I probably should have seen someone about it over 10 years ago. But I haven't, and I've persisted. And I haven't done a lot of exercise up until about, say, 2 years ago. The last 2 years I've really ramped it up and gone back to being like 16, 17-year-old Carl, which has been good. Anyway, so I'm running. Before I go away, do my ankle, not ideal. Other part that wasn't ideal, I lost a bud to my headphone.
Oh,
we,
that old chestnut. And
earpods.
This is why I've told you, do not waste your money with them. Just get the old school cord headphones.
No, because I want to run with my watch and only my watch. I don't want to have to carry my phone. I've got a smartwatch. I like wearing it. I can have my music play for it through it because you can do that in this day and age, believe it or not.
You can, but then you know what you can also do?
What's
lose
that?
One of them, which you have.
The pod thingy me bobbies that go on the end of an earbud. Yeah,
yes.
I lost it. Anyway, here I was thinking, nah, I can't run without it. I need to get another pod thing for
Wait,
it.
I've got a question.
Please.
My hand's up in the air.
Yep.
Did you lose this as a result of the fall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The bud fell out of my ear and it was at night and I lost the little rubber bit.
Okay.
Not the first time I've lost a rubber bit, but anyway, wasn't very good.
Move on.
And so I couldn't find it. I'm like, right, I'm running like a little person that can't run because his ankle's busted, but I still finished the run. That's it. Earbud gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that's me done for running. Went away. Then I've come back and I've been back for a week. Still didn't run. Anyway, I was at Southland on the weekend. I thought, right, I've got to buy some earbuds. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to run again. I looked at the price. Nah, I'm not spending that. Anyway, I thought, surely I can find the box that they came in somewhere in my room that's a mess. And I'll be able to find spare buds. Surely this brand are smart enough to put extra buds in the event something like this was to happen. I was Googling it like crazy. I'm like, surely, you know, knowing this brand, they're generally pretty good. And this is where they're going to come in and save you. I'm not going to have to spend all this money on buds. I look in the box. And sure enough, they have extra buds. Crisis averted, everybody. I can run again.
Hey, you know that song, I'm Never Going to Dance Again?
Yep.
I didn't realise that it had a second wind in it. I'm never going to run again. The Carl Bianco story.
I seriously thought with a busted ankle and no buds that I would never run again.
I love the fact that it's not the busted ankle that was getting in your way. It was the fact that you just did not have the little rubber bit for your ear.
Do you know how important rubber bits are? I appreciate them more and more every day.
Well, I'm glad that you're going to be running again. And you did. You did show us your progress yesterday.
Well, it was 38 degrees yesterday.
That was
silly. I have to run.
That was silly. Well, you're going to lose more than your bud.
Right. I already have, but that's another story. Rain, hail, or shine, I have to be out there running.
Unless you don't have the little rubber bit for your AirPod.
Well, it was a disappointing outcome.
Well, I'm glad that you've been able to move on. Well done.
Yeah, I'm a lot happier with my life. But, you know, the small things that create a mini crisis and then they've been avert. Have you ever had something like that happen before?
Funny you say. Yesterday, I had to do some recording little bits and pieces for work.
Okay.
And the brand of technology that I go for, I love them. They are the hill I will die on. However, they also need little contraptions to make old technology work. And I'm talking like an adapter for my laptop to be able to put a USB in. And I had to hook up my computer to a microphone, lost the adapter.
Oh, no. But usually the adapters are pretty similar. Like, surely you could find another one in your house.
No. It has to be the same brand.
That's a
setback. And so I had to pull half my house apart to find it. Found it. Happy days. But yes, I understand the feeling. Mine wasn't as for productive a thing as you, though. I wish I could run, but I can't.
Well, you can.
I can't. I've got bad knees.
Do you want to run with me?
No.
We can run together.
We spend too much time already.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, Mondays. That's enough. Anyway, let us know. 0404 000 736 MondayBreakfastRadio@gmail.com. You can hit us up that way. Or on the socials, Carl and Catherine at Southern_FM, whichever helps you.
Speaking of bit of immediate feedback from Michael, thing. What the? Well done, Carlos, is what he said.
What the what?
What the?
I don't know. I'm not quite following. Anyway, it's 20 minutes past 7 on the Sounds of the Bayside. Plenty more still to come.
I have a question for you, Bayside. 0404 000 736. I don't know whether you guys have seen this footage that has emerged of one Anne Hathaway. You know, actress, singer for a small period, Devil Wears Prada star, Princess Diaries.
When did she sing?
Les Mis. And then she did a collaborative album with Barbara Streisand at one point. So she's quite good. However, this video has been doing the rounds online of her at the end of last year leaving the Valentino fashion show in Italy.
Okay.
So she's jumping in the car. There's a swarm of fans. People are very excited, obviously. Oscar award-winning actress Anne Hathaway right in front of you. People want to take photos. They want signatures. This is how she reacted. Now, the question I want to ask before we play this audio is the internet wants to know, is Anne being rude or is she being polite?
Good question.
Let's have a listen. So you get the gist. So it is a little hard to hear, but what she does say to fans is, I can't take a photo with you because I've got to take a photo with everyone, but what I will do is stand and wave for a little bit.
Calma, 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 ragazzi. She was really doing the Italian thing.
This is why I wanted to bring this up, Bianca, because you're of Italian heritage. Mm. First of all, what did you make of that audio? Was she being rude or was she being polite?
I thought she was polite. There was a lot of people there and they all wanted a piece of her and she didn't really want to give pieces to them.
Correct. And this is the thing. Being a celebrity, you do not owe people your time all the time. Let's just make that really clear. What did you think about the I'll just stand here and wave bit though?
It was a bit like she was talking to them like dogs. Sit, see, 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 sit.
See, I got a bit of penguins from Madagascar. Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and wave. Because I love Anne Hathaway. I think she's great. Most of her movies that I've seen her in, she's fabulous.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the fact that she has given herself boundaries. She's spoken openly in the past about having anxiety, so good on her for sort of saying, you know what? And also, not just taking a photo with one person and then ignoring everybody else. Great. Yeah. Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
Would I have said the smile and wave thing? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm keen to hear what you think, Bayside. 0404 000 736. Also, when have you just stumbled across a celebrity too?
Oh, I've had numerous encounters with celebrities.
See, I don't. If I'm in a workplace situation where it's organic, like yes, but out on the street, only once ever, and it was a bad experience.
I told you about the time I saw the Olsen twins. Have I shared that story before?
Hang on. No, let's retract. Everybody else saw the Olsen twins. You didn't.
No, I actually did see them on this occasion. It was Will Ferrell who I said
I
saw.
Oh, okay.
That
sorry.
I
apologize.
Will Ferrell supposedly went by us on a bike at Universal Pictures as a child, mm-hmm. and I just happened to be looking the other way.
See, that would have just ruined my life.
I claimed I saw him, but I didn't. For my whole life, I've said, yeah, I saw Will Ferrell. I never saw him.
Be honest. How many times do you think about that a week?
A lot. Mm. I really like Will Ferrell. I think he's great. Love his movies. He's never made a bad movie.
Oh.
No. You take that back. Anne Hathaway has.
Sorry. Name one.
Princess Diaries.
Now, Bianca, I can't take a photo with you, but I'll wave for a little bit as we go to a break.
Well, that's what you do anyway every day. It's like social distancing. There's the wave. This is Charlie XCX, the speed drive for your Monday morning at 7:30 on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3. Are you a serial put-offer? Offerer?
Yes.
Put offerer?
Oh, my. Hey, if it was an Olympic sport, I would be triple gold at it. I am the procrastination princess.
I just put off things until I really have something go wrong and I have to do them.
Oh, I used to.
It's bad.
Can I tell you, back in my uni days, it was a known fact. You would get briefed about an assignment for about 5 weeks. Mm. I would not even think about doing it until 2 days before it was due.
Nah.
Working under pressure is what I do best.
Come to think of it, I don't even know how I passed English in high school. I reckon there was assignments I was meant to do and I never did. And somehow I,
they were like,
I passed the system.
Your teachers were like, well, we don't want to cop him again. Let's just pass him.
It just hit me right now. I feel like there was a bunch of assignments I was supposed to do and submit and I never did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how I passed. I mean, I did get a below 38R, so that probably explains it. But my general knowledge is pretty good.
Yeah.
You hit me with a question, and it's not very often I can't answer it.
Okay.
In some respects. There's a lot of things that I don't pay attention to, and I probably won't be able to answer. Can't get any maths questions, right? So don't bother.
The fact that you're procrastinating, talking about procrastination, is wild to me.
It speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It certainly does. What are you putting off?
I haven't gone to the dentist in a while.
Me either. I hate it. I've got my watermelon toothpaste at the moment to give it the high shine so I can go and see Paris and he can say, where have you been?
Do you know how I said before I went away, I bought all these new products to different to what I, you know. I bought new toothpaste. Mm-hmm. I bought a sensitive one and it's working wonders. My teeth have never looked greater, so I'm sticking with it.
Good. I love how going to the dentist is very much like doing an exam. You don't do anything proper and then it's that last minute cram. You start flossing and you start using the whitening stuff. And
I
then
hate
you
floss.
Go and they're like, what is this?
Do you use floss?
I try to.
Nah.
But you know what the new thing is? TikTok started it, but they're saying
the Pixters?
No, they are disgusting. Put them down. The water flosses. Have you seen them?
No.
So it shoots water into your gums instead. And apparently it's more effective.
But isn't
than
that what you
floss.
Pay for when you go to the dentist anyway? They get like a professional water jewel.
Yeah, but how but how often do you go to the dentist though?
Never.
You need to.
It's been like 3 years. And I'll tell you why, right? I go to a local dentist and she left. So I'm bitter about that. I had the best dentist in the world and she decided to do whatever she wanted to do. Maybe probably pay more, spend more time with her family, which is fair enough. You can't be blamed for doing that, but so I lost a good dentist.
So you've got the scariest because you've got to be confronted with a new dentist.
Well, they've also changed like their brand. They've gone to a different, they've rebranded as something else. And now I get emails about a dentist in Doncaster and I don't care about Doncaster.
Hey.
I just want to know about my Brighton dentist,
just
okay?
Just because they're not in our broadcasting range doesn't
mean
they don't matter.
No, bugger Doncaster, all right? I'm a Bayside boy. I only want to hear what's going on in the area of my locale. I don't want to hear what's happening in your other branches. As soon as I hear branch, you're a branch too far. Okay. In my opinion.
Would you like to just take a breather for a second? So basically the question we're throwing out is Carl needs a new local dentist.
I might go back to my dentist from years ago. I think my sister went and visited him the other day. I might go see if he can check me out, fix me up. It's tough. It's difficult. I think my teeth are all right though.
Give us a smile. I can't see this. I'm like, oh, they're all right.
Oh, thanks.
No, they're good.
I did have braces for however many years. I had the permanent bands in my mouth.
Oh, see, can I say, I am one of the only people to have had braces and not have those bands, and I'm thrilled about
it. No, but I didn't have the lacquer ones. I had
The what?
the elastic ones. I had the real metal ones.
What do you mean? Metal bands.
Have you ever had those?
No.
Like it was like, you know, I don't know how to explain
it. I've only ever seen the alaka ones.
You know when you see...
And people would play them like the banjo.
Like a forklift go up. Like it's got like springs in it. I had like real metal springs in my mouth to bring my jaw...
You were like Daria from Nemo.
Every time I used to go through airport security, it would go off. It wasn't because I was wearing a belt.
Fishy.
Not good. Anyway, I also took a long time to get my car fixed. I had the engine light on for a long time, and Mum, who used to own the car, said, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's a bit of extra decoration.
Don't worry about it. You know, 80,000 Ks, 13-year-old car, it'll be fine.
That's something we actually need to do another day. What have you in your car or done just to avoid stuff? Like if my car rattles, I just turn the radio up.
Look, usually when it rattles, you've got the window
down.
Don't
worry about it. It's
fine. The window back up. It doesn't help.
It's fine.
My brakes are starting to squeak. You know, they're making like a real
Now, this is coming from
crank
a girl
whose
car still has a red side mirror.
Yeah.
If your brakes have issues, I highly recommend getting that looked at because that's something that you actually should get.
No, I think they're right. I got them done a few years ago, so should be right. I've changed mechanics since then because my old mechanic couldn't fix the problem when my car went into limp mode. When your car's in limp mode, you're pretty buggered. I'll put it out there. If you're limping, it's not good.
What happens when the owner's in limp mode?
Oh, well, I had that recently too. I think I'm on the mend though. Anyway, 0404000736.
Did we just find our new catchphrase for the show?
Carl, he's going to create
limp mode.
I think I've come up with the name for my group. It's going to be Carl's Limp Corner or something. Anyway.
Wow, Jack, are you going to sign up? Let's just turn... Nope, Jack's saying hard no.
Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning here on 88.3. Text us anytime, 0404000736. You know what I love about this program?
What do you love?
Since I've come back, we've adapted something. Well, you had something for the last 2 years, and I've adapted to it since I've come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little thing we like to call our featured artist. And I'm really excited this morning to speak to a real local artist to our Greater Bayside region, and that's Tanya George, who is a very well-known St. Kilda artist. She's been everywhere. She's been on The Voice, but I've known her before she was on The Voice. She's been a regular here at 88.3 Southern FM. It's great to have her on the line this morning. Tanya, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tanya.
Thank you. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, we are so excited because there is so much happening in your world at the moment. You're on the festival circuit. You've got St. Kilda Fest coming up a little later this month. What can we expect from your performance?
I am doing my vocal solo looping show. That is pretty exciting to do because I haven't done a solo looping show, I believe, at a festival currently in Melbourne. I've been touring a lot, so I've been in Queensland touring, and I've also been to South Korea and came fourth in the world doing this show. So let's see how we go. Thank you, Professor.
It sounds amazing. And for people who aren't aware, because solo looping it's almost like a sport, the amount of effort that goes into it. Can you talk us through what a solo looping show is?
Yeah, so I use an RC-505 and I create all my songs that you hear live and see live, all using my voice as beatboxing, bass lines and harmonies. And I'm literally recording it on the fly. So it can be very scary sometimes and challenging, but that's what makes it quite fun. And that's how you know it's live. So, yeah.
And I think that's a really unique thing about you as an artist, the way you were able to do that. And I've heard how you do it, and I think it's remarkable. I haven't really heard it from any other kind of artist before, like the way you do it. I think it's great. But I have to go back to the South Korea stuff. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I applied to play at the Busters World Cup in South Korea, and they chose the top 64 artists from around the world, and we got flown to South Korea to compete for major prize money. And, yeah, I was just in the absolute zone. And I somehow made it through all the rounds, all the way to the finals in Gwangju, South Korea, and performed in front of the entire city on a main stage with the biggest scaffolding I've ever seen in my life. It was a huge stage on TV as well. And, I managed to land fourth place out of, all 64 that was flown there from all over the world. So
That's amazing. And how do you think they got onto you? Like, did they watch you when you were on The Voice, or had you noticed that you just all of a sudden got some followers from that area? Or
no, I've been a busker for a long time, a street performer in my younger years. So yeah, I don't know. They enjoyed it. They liked the vocal looping.
Yeah,
I
awesome.
Connected really, really well with them. Yeah, and I was up against bands and like 10 pieces and solos, duos, it didn't matter what there was, but somehow, made it to the top eight and then top four and then, placed fourth.
It is absolutely unbelievable what you've done. And you did mention that you started your career busking on the streets of Melbourne. What would that young busker have thought about performing at such a huge event like that?
I had that moment very many times when I was over there. I'm just very grateful. I'm glad that I stuck to something that was a bit outside of the norm, which, pushed sort of the conceived boundaries of what makes normal pop music, and just went with it, because I've now played at like major festival lineups, which has been really interesting, sort of unheard of, that you have like some sort of weird art music to be on a mainstream festival. So I'm pretty happy and proud of myself for just sticking to my guns and backing myself and just giving it a go. I really believe the ones that make it are the ones who don't give up. So
yeah, no, very well said. And you got some new music, which I'm excited about, getting released later this week. I Know You Know is your new single. Tell us about it. How long did it take to come up with the song?
Yeah, I wrote this pretty quick, this one. I actually produced this and recorded this, did everything myself, which is pretty exciting. And this song's about basically toxic relationships in a way, but also just that thing where someone's not being honest and direct and two people are dancing around the truth rather than just saying it. So half of it's about a friend that I thought I was writing it to, and as the conversation opened up, I realized that it was happening to me, and the second verse sort of is more me. And then it sort of comes together at the end. So I played it in South Korea, which is cool. So I'm excited for it to come out next week.
Oh, we can't
this
wait
week.
To
we
can't
Friday.
Wait to hear it. It's gonna be amazing. So new music, St Kilda Festival, 17th, 18th of Feb. What does the rest of 2024 look like for you?
Yeah, I also have a show after St Kilda Festival coming up March 2nd at the Q Courthouse.
Awesome.
Which is exciting. And then I'm actually going to play a festival in Italy at the Roma Buskers Festival, which they're flying me for as well. So there's so many things happening. And I have an album too that's going to be out, hopefully, start coming out in June.
Oh, that's what we'd like to hear. Well, Tanya George, thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll have to get you back on for this album. And in the meantime, just continue being an international star.
Please do. And come see me at St Kilda Fest at the local stage on the Sunday, the 18th, which is the stage at Ackland Street and Barclay Street. I'd love to see people there. 4 p.m. I'm on.
Awesome stuff. Hey, Tanya, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really looking forward to seeing what you get up to in 2024 and the new single later this week. Looking forward to giving it a listen, and we hope to speak to you a little bit later on in the year.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Tanya George there, and this is one of her older songs, but it's still a great song, Normality, for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside. We are being ripped.
Sorry?
We are being ripped off.
Oh, okay.
Not good.
Going to say, I don't remember the last time I went to the gym, so
I am
not ripped.
Well, I haven't got a great rig, but I'm working on it. I did put that out there in the last hour.
This is the second time you've spoken about your rig on this program
today.
Well,
I just brought it up for whatever reason in the last hour. I'm just putting it out there. You went there. We're talking exercise for half a second.
Stop flexing. Put it away.
I can flex. I'm not right now.
Hey, when did you get ripped off?
Overnight.
Overnight?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm not using rideshare delivery services anymore.
Oh, okay.
I mean, sometimes you're forced to. Mm. So I did. But I cannot believe the excess costs associated with ordering food. I generally, when I can, pick up my food these days.
Oh.
I mean, I've got a vehicle. I can drive. I can drive whenever I like. Mm. And it's so much more convenient to go and pick up your food.
Yeah, but I feel like you can't put a price on your mental health. And when you are at home and your hair's in a messy bun and you're in your trackies and you look and you go to order something.
Get out.
And you go, and you go, oh, I could get in the car and go pick this up myself. No, no, no.
Don't use could as an excuse. Just do it.
No.
Just do it. Don't think, do.
I'm comfy. I'm not leaving the house.
I don't know how many conversations I've had with people recently where they're like, oh, I'm afraid to go out in my PJs. Just do it. You know what? When I was running with my PJ top on.
No, I'm...
I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
Well, it's not a real evident, like, it doesn't look like a PJ top. It's just a regular shirt.
No, I'm not saying I'm ashamed to go out in my trackies, because Lord knows I'm not ashamed to go out in my trackies. But I'm just lazy. I just, if I am having a night in, I'm having a night in. I'm not going out and then coming back and starting my night in. The night in starts when I get home.
What if you want fro-yo?
Oh, can we talk about that for a second?
You can't just go and, you know, you can't order fro-yo to your liking.
What is the new attraction with fro-yo? I feel like you've just jumped on the bandwagon. Everyone else did about 5 years ago.
If anyone's listening, I don't.
Would you like to tell everybody how much you spent at fro-yo over the weekend?
No, no, I won't indulge in that. Because it might have resulted in my weight being a bit heavier on Saturday morning when I did a weigh-in at the gym.
And, I was going to say to you, despite the fact it's healthier than ice cream, it's still not good for
you. I'm not supposed to eat after 7:30. I did on Friday night, and it was probably not a wise idea. But that's okay. I wasn't too heavier the next day, just a little bit.
That you PT's like, what's that? And you're like, well, that's vanilla, and that's chocolate, and that's strawberry, and a couple of little pine nuts on top.
To be fair, when I do get fro-yo, I load it up with fruit. I don't have all the chocolate and the hundreds and thousands and all the chocolate sauce and stuff like that. I can't do that.
Can I say, on those shops, I haven't been to one in years, but back in the day, you know, if things were particularly tough at uni...
Do you want to get some after the show?
No.
Sure?
Fro-no.
I haven't had breakfast yet, so I might go down all right. Dairy intake.
No, but the thing is, it's like a lucky dip because you put stuff in and then it's not until you go and it gets weighed that you realise how much you're paying for it.
Oh, but it always...
And then you can't do anything about it because it's already in the cup. You know what I mean?
Well, it's supposed to be in the cup. If you had it anywhere else, it'd be a little concerned. Mm. Yeah. It's my new, like, quiet obsession.
It's not quiet, can I just say?
What do you mean it's not quiet?
You're like, you know where I am? Fro-yo, fro-yo, fro-yo.
I'd do it.
I think you're this close to having a hashtag on your next Insta post. Thanks, fro-yo,
no,
hashtag sponsored. I'm a fro-yo boy.
One of my good friends conned me into going to get it once, and then she's converted me. So every now and then, I'll just get a message, fro-yo, ? And I'll be like, yeah, why not?
Can I tell you, I have one simple... like rule in life. If you see somebody with a fro-yo in a cone, psychopath. Absolute psychopath.
I don't even like ice cream in a cone. Can I put it out there? No. When I was on my cruise, another revelation here, you get unlimited soft serve. And I loved, I'm a closet soft serve lover. Whenever I can, I will have a sneaky soft serve.
Okay.
Any kind of soft serve. Just putting it out there.
Are there many kinds of soft serve?
Oh, there's plenty. But, you know, generally it's
just the one.
Vanilla or chocolate.
Okay.
On the cruise...
So
they,
that's two types of soft serve, just for people
playing
along at home.
But this is where it gets amazing, right? On cruises, they have chocolate and vanilla combined. The ultimate soft serve.
So that's three flavours of soft serve for people playing along at home?
Yeah, but when you get a combination of chocolate and vanilla, it's quite good. I'm afraid to admit this, but there was one night on my cruise. So, to just give you some context, so cruises are quite large. You got one side of the ship and the other side of the ship.
Huge.
It's big. What do they say? Port and start. I can't remember the other one. Anyway, there's correct terminology.
Spoken like
here.
A true sailor. Yes. Ah,
well, I didn't vomit, so that's good.
Can we get to the point, please? Otherwise, I will vomit.
I thought you did any time we came together. Anyway, so. There was one instance where I was like, you know what? I'm going to go crazy here because I'm away.
Yep.
I'm going to have soft serve on this end. I'm going to eat the cup and fill myself up at the other end. And I did.
Wait, so you ate soft serve at one end of the boat and then went and had it at the
other
end?
By the time
end.
I got to the other end, I was empty and I filled myself back up again.
What a wild
cruise
you went
that.
On. Whoa.
Well, I wasn't drinking any alcoholic beverages, so the way I...
So basically, while all your mates were having like an actual party on the boat, you were having a Macca's like 6-year-old party.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Ice cream cake too. A couple of nuggets on the side.
I tell you what I did learn though. Do not mix Monster with curry.
Not a good combination. Break,
it's just Tom Dollars.
Release me. Let me go.
8:15 on the Sounds of the Bayside. 88.3.
Have you ever been a wing woman or a wing man? 0404 000 736. Now, the reason I ask, I was given quite the challenge last week. So my friend Mon was celebrating her 1 year anniversary with her boyfriend Fergus. Yeah. Okay. Now, Fergus was away in WA and didn't realise until after he booked the tickets that he was going to be away for their 1 year anniversary. So I get a message from him the week before, saying, hey, it's Mon and my 1st year anniversary on this day. Can you please ask her to meet you at this hotel at this location at 8 o'clock? Because I'm going to fly back the night of and surprise her. So she's going to think that she's meeting up with you, but really, I'm going to be there. And I said, I love this. So I message Mon and say, hey, are you free? And what does she say? I've got plans. I said, great. So anyway, she moved her plans around. So Wednesday was the day, the 31st.
Okay.
I'm at work. And I was feeling a bit nervous because I don't know if you guys know this about me.
Yep.
I'm not organized. I am very, when it comes to a plan like this, it takes a specific set of skills which I do not have. So I'm at work. I'm messaging Fergus. I'm messaging Mon. I'm trying to keep them as separate as possible. So the place where I was meant to be meeting Monique was at a hotel, which is 2 doors down from a bar where they had their first date.
Yep.
So trying to even just keep that connection separate was hard enough. So anyway, I am at work. It's 3 o'clock. Fergus sends me his flight number. And so then we were on. So I'm tracking the flight while I'm at work.
Yep.
And at 6 o'clock, Fergus lands, okay? We're on here, people. Monique is out to drinks with another friend. She's meeting me at 8. But what's happened is Fergus messages me and I say, are you going home or are you going to go straight to the bar? He says, I'm going straight to the bar. So the plan has changed a little bit. I was expecting him to be late, so I was going to have to meet her. But no, no, no. Fergus is early. Mon is going to be the late person. So I call Monique and go, hey, how are you going? And she goes, going really well. I'm actually having fun with my friend. I would love for you to meet her. And I say, no, 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 no. I'm in a work meeting. I can't. I will meet you at this place at 7:30 instead. Because Fergus, at this point, is sitting at this place waiting for her. And so I'm calling her. I'm messaging him, trying to organize it all. Eventually, Mon tells me that she's in an Uber. So I'm like, great. She's in an Uber. I am driving home. But if she calls me, I'm driving to the bar.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm driving. All of a sudden, she messages me. Oh, no, because Fergus says to me, oh, I'll tell her I'm out the back. So I message her and go, where are you? And she goes, she's like, you're not in here. And I said, yeah, I'm out the back. And she goes, no, you're not. I had to pull my car over. I was like, if she is at the wrong place, this is bad.
Oh, okay. Maybe not that bad.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, she's at the wrong place. So I message Fergus. I'm like, have you seen Mon? And he goes, nah. My life is flashing before my eyes. Flashing before my eyes. And I go, what? And I said, Mon, I'm out the back. And she goes, but that's impossible because I'm standing out the front. How did you miss me?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, it was a very long couple of minutes. I hadn't heard from her. I hadn't heard from him. And I'm looking up to the heavens thinking, please, may they be sitting together right now having a laugh about this, because if they are not in the same venue, your girl is not going to be here for Monday breakfast. Let's just put it that way, in a nice way. Anyway, get a lovely message, voice memo. They're together. All went well. Happy days. Ultimate wing woman. She's done it, guys.
How good.
Thank you so much. Now, this is the part of the story where I would say, if you need any wing woman activity,
don't go to Catherine Powell.
Give us a text, but please don't. I think that aged me about...
I'm sick of getting notifications. Just out of nowhere.
It's tough being popular. What can I say?
Well, when I go away, I disable all my notifications, partly because I'm going overseas and I don't want to incur the data costs. And the other part, because I'll never get reception anyway most of the time when I'm overseas.
Anyway, normally you're on the seas when you're overseas.
Well, generally speaking, yeah. That or in foreign countries, pretty much. That's what I do. So anyway, I don't know if you've noticed this a lot lately, but broadcast channels are becoming a massive thing.
Oh, I hate them with a passion. I'm not a part of a single one of them.
I am. There's one particular one I'm interested in, and it might involve a former presenter at this radio station. It's a long story. I won't delve into it.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the only exception I made to a broadcast channel. Otherwise, I'm sick and tired of the notifications I constantly get saying, such and such has invited you, as if the NBA has invited me to their channel. I mean, come on.
No, so for people who don't know, these are basically like a chat amongst fans, right?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like an active chat. The person who owns the account can sort of have conversations and then people can respond to them. I couldn't think of anything worse, just quietly.
Just because I like you doesn't mean I like you that much.
Oh, okay. Sorry, NBA.
You know, like, I don't really even interact with. It's the pages I don't interact with that I get annoyed about. Because your phone vibrates and you're like, great, notification, what is it?
Oh, that's
you know,
nice.
I get excited, you know. It could be about a date or something.
Oh, hello.
I just don't know. You never know. Like, you know, been single for a while.
He's got the butterflies, guys.
No, I actually don't.
Oh.
No.
Hey, speaking of the butterflies yesterday, did anyone see?
What?
The cabbage, what are they called? The cabbage moths? The little white butterflies? They were everywhere yesterday.
Oh, people are complaining about bugs. Come on, deal with it. It's part of life.
Oh, I love them. They're so
it's a bug's
pretty.
Life. They have feelings too, you know? They might be
they
small.
They actually don't. It's been proven.
They might
don't.
Be annoying.
They don't have any brains.
Yeah, they get squashed. Fly. Get squashed pretty quickly, the feelings.
Yeah. But no, I'm glad you brought this up, this whole broadcast channel thing, because everyone's got one. No. Like, I mean, imagine if we had one for our show.
Can we? Can we do that? I'm going to do that after the show. I'm inviting everybody that follow us to our broadcast channel.
It would be the three of us, you, me, and Jack. It would just be a group chat of the three of us.
To be honest, I think Jack would be more interactive.
Hey Jack, would you join our broadcast channel?
Of course not.
Coming at you soon, Carl and Catherine's
Absolutely
broadcast channel.
Not.
I'm going to do it right now.
That's the one thing that we can promise you guys.
What?
Is you have to put up with a lot as the listener. You don't have to put up with a broadcast channel. This is our broadcast channel. We don't need another one.
No, a further broadcast channel.
No,
I'm going to
no,
do
no,
it.
No.
I'm going to
no,
do it.
No,
I'm going to just post photos of us that other people don't get to see.
We have issues with our presentation as it is. We don't need that as well.
Just went to the gym. LFG, everyone.
You've just given me the biggest ick.
It's a good thing I didn't say what the F was in the LFG. I won't say it.
Did you put like a little fire emoji with it?
Yeah.
Ick.
And a green tick. How good. I think we should start doing
that.
No,
please.
Maybe I might create my own personal broadcast channel.
Yeah, you can do
If you'd like to follow me at Carl Bianco, I'm going to create my own broadcast channel and broadcast my thoughts and feelings from the day.
Jeez.
I'm going to do a blog in a broadcast channel version. That's
oh
it.
Oh my gosh.
Because no one asked for it, but you're going to get it.
That would be something.
To be honest, I get irritated when people are on my close friends and they don't like it.
Wait, what?
I got some feedback recently about someone that was on my close friends and they're like, why am I on your close friends?
Did they re- No!
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so awkward. Who was it?
I won't delve into it.
But what was your relation like with them? Are you friends?
Oh, a friend, yeah.
See, I've got a lot of people that I'm in their close friends, and I was like, I love that because I wouldn't consider myself a close friend of theirs, but the fact that I'm in their close friends, it means a lot. I like it. I like being a hype person.
I use it for different things, though, close friends.
But what kind of person says, why am I in your close friends? Remove me.
Well, they didn't say remove me. I did remove them.
Who is this person?
I'm not going to reveal it.
It was Jack, wasn't it?
Well, I wasn't going to bring it up, but...
Awkward. Thought there was a bit of tension in the studio this morning.
No. Anyway, if you'd like to subscribe to my broadcast channel, there will be my own personal one, and I'm going to make one for our show as well.
So far, you've got negative one in your broadcast channel.
I know, and they even asked to be removed. I haven't even put them on there in the first place. This is not my fault.
It's not my fault you're like in love with me or something.
Amen.
Monday breakfast, Carl and Catherine.
It certainly is. I thought you were going to say something else there.
Just thought I'd leave you hanging there.
Hey, look. I feel like we're living in a time at the moment, Bayside, where everyone is a little bit stressed.
Did I just make you stressed then?
Yeah, you did actually, because I wasn't expecting us to come back so soon.
I can see the horns. You've had them since 7 o'clock,
The horns?
Yeah, devil horns. They're sticking out.
What's that got to do with stress?
You're stressed. You're angry.
Gosh. No, well, the point I'm trying to make, obviously, we are in a cost of living crisis.
Jack, you take over.
Social media is crazy. Everyone's just a little bit stressed.
I'm sick of it.
But I have come to the realization in this past week that it's not just people who are stressed.
Mm.
It's objects as well.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to run you through what happened to me in the very early hours of Thursday morning, Carl Bianco, because
okay, Catherine Powell.
This stressed me out. By association. Now, I was having, because I have changed work hours this year. I used to be getting up very, very early. My sleep was all over the place. I think I finally hit my stride in terms of being able to sleep through the night, very peacefully getting really good sleep, okay? Which is a big deal for me.
Good to hear. Go you.
But I was having a very nice, deep sleep. And then I was awoken by a screaming sound.
Ah.
And I woke up, and you know when you're in a really deep sleep and you're all over the place? I'm like, sort of like trying to wake myself up. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yep.
And I was like, is it a possum outside? It was like an actual screaming sound.
Don't tell me the power lines got to him again.
And I was like, is it a possum outside? Is it like some sort of animal? Is it a cat?
Hmm.
Anyway, so I'm flailing around for a little bit trying to figure out what's happening and also just very upset by the fact that I've been awoken like this.
Yeah.
And then I realized that it was coming from my bedside table. And I was like, oh my gosh, we've got a mouse problem. It's a rat. And
that so could be anything.
So at this point, I woke up and was like, okay, I'm awake now. What's happening? Do you know what it was?
I hate to think.
It was my water bottle screaming. So I have one of those ones with like the little retractable straw in it. It was a hot night. The pressure from the water bottle.
Yeah.
So I've hit a point now that and this has happened twice since this has first happened. So when it's warm, it looks like my water bottle just has a little moment. And I now have to, amongst everything else in my life, factor in, is it a warm night? Is it a cold night? Because I do not want to be awoken by the screams of my water bottle.
But do you like having your window open at night?
Yes, have Same. To. Yeah. Absolutely have to. But I thought, though, that it was just so, it was, you know, when you hear a noise and you're like, I know what this is.
Yeah.
This water bottle, it's in my bag at the moment. It is my pride and joy. I left it at home the other day and I just could not function for the whole day without it. But it needs to chill out. Like, it's so loud that it's almost at the point where I'm going to have to replace it with something else or get a nighttime water bottle because it's just got no chill.
Can I just say, there's an easy way for it to chill out.
What's that?
Just put it in the freezer. Then your problem will be sorted.
I would love to hear if anyone else is having a similar issue. 0404 000 736. Have we hit the point in life that now, like everyone always talks about the fact that in a couple of years' time, we're going to be taken over by robots. Keep an eye out on your Frank Greens, guys. And your other water bottles. Mine is not one of those. Can I just say it's a very cheap water bottle that served me well. But they are on the turn.
I'm convinced that I've got some kind of weird animal that crawls under my house. Or under the floorboards or something. I don't know how it gets into the house. It could be a ghost, quite frankly. I just hear like this rustling noise, and it's not Fifi, even though she sleeps in my room
the
most
dog,
nights.
Yes.
My dog, yeah.
Yes.
In case you've just joined us. I have a nearly 14-year-old spoodle called Fifi, who still acts like a child.
Don't you have a rabbit in your house too?
Yeah, latte.
Maybe it's...
Not what I drink. It's the name of my pet. Well, it's not even mine. It's my sister's.
Maybe it's the rabbit. When I had a rabbit...
It does make noises. So it makes funny noises.
No, it doesn't do that.
It actually does.
Is it possessed?
I think so.
Is latte okay?
Well, I don't know what it is in our household, but we seem to get dwarf rabbits a lot. And latte is a dwarf rabbit with a lot of aggression. Minty, who we had before, was quite aggressive too. He tried to change the cage. Nah.
Yeah,
no go.
They're scary rabbits. I had Daisy the rabbit and she was fiery.
I had black-eyed Zeddy back in the day. There was black-eyed Zeddy. That was the early learning rabbit that we all shared. Then he died, sadly. He had black and white spots. That's why we called him black-eyed
Zeddy.
Can we
go back to the real point here? My water bottle is angry and you've got some sort of demon in your house.
Mm.
Maybe you need to sage it.
It's funny you should say that. We do have sage in the house.
Why?
Outside. I don't know. Bad voodoo or something.
Well, maybe you should use it.
It's there. It's on the outside of the house. That and the, what do you call it? Greek eye? The blue eye?
Oh, the evil eye.
Evil eye.
The Greek eye. Not even close.
Well, what do they call it? It's like a Greek tradition.
No,
they have the
not.
Blue eye. I'm pretty sure it is.
No, it's not. It's Middle Eastern.
It's found in Greece a lot. You go everywhere and a lot of them's got the blue eye. A lot of the people in the country.
The evil eye is a supernatural belief, is a curse.
But it's supposed to
a malevolent glare.
It's supposed to bring like good voodoo to you or something.
No, it's to ward you away from spirits and stuff. Yeah.
So I got that, I got sage, I got candles.
It's Greek. It is found in many cultures in the Mediterranean region and the Middle East.
I just said that.
So we're both right.
I said it was Greek.
Well, it's not.
Well, it's part Greek.
Well, actually, it's a bit of everything, apparently. It's Middle Eastern, Mediterranean, Central Asia, South Asia, and the Albianco household, apparently.
Oh, thanks for that.
Well, there you go. We've learned a lot in that segment.
I got a song for you off the back of you talking about your strides and how you're going.
Strides?
Yeah, you started at the start.
Don't break mine.
I'll try not to. Last night I had the strangest dream. Just enjoy the show. Well said, Lenka, and we're really hoping you've enjoyed the last 2 hours of this show.
Oh my gosh, that was corny.
Oh, I thought I'd just throw it out there.
Just ruined what was a great song by doing that.
But you know what we do at 5 to 9 every Monday morning? A little thing called the reflection section.
Yeah, we look off into the distance with a faded gaze and we think of all the things that we've learned today. And you know what I've learned?
What?
That you've got no chill. I've just had a look at our social media.
Hmm.
I said no broadcast channel.
I just thought I'd throw it out there. A bit of a poll because I love a poll.
That's a topic for another day. Producer Jack.
What have you learnt?
Well, I've learnt more about you today, Bianco. No, I've learnt that KP, you are the ultimate wingwoman. That story,
I'm still walking it off, to be honest.
Thanks for stealing mine for Catherine.
Oh, you're more than welcome, mate, honestly.
Are you meant to be on here right now?
Yes, I am, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Producer Jack is this segment, if we look back historically.
Shut it.
What did you do?
I'm not going to go there.
Catherine's stressed, but it's okay.
Yes. No, my water bottle is stressed.
Oh, yeah.
But it's in my bag at the moment, and it's been quite quiet, so it mustn't have hated the show as much as I thought it would.
Oh, well.
I've learned that you've got a dodgy ankle, Bianco.
I do, but it's getting there.
And you like to procrastinate, but we already knew that.
I do, but, you know, I'll deal with that. That's a me problem.
Ending the show on a nice note here, Bianco.
Speaking of ending the show, though, stay tuned. A newsman and his music.
Well, not really. It's a bit of an outside broadcast from the Bayside.
Yeah, but still, it's the newsman, enjoy. Colin Tyrus. Enjoy. Bye. Read my love.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is an important announcement.
Breaking news.
We don't usually do this, and it's pretty awesome.
We have to do this. News has just come out. It is the Grammy Awards today. Our queen, Kylie Minogue, has just won a Grammy for Best Pop Dance Recording for Padum Padum. Rightfully so. We need to change tune. I love the song we were just playing, but this is huge.
Amazing.
First win in 20 years.
Unbelievable. I'm so thrilled for her.
Me too. What a song. And to have a woman in her 50s be doing so well in what's typically a younger industry, fabulous. Well done, Kylie.
We had to. Kylie, you're a queen.
It's going to be a good week, everybody.
You should be the queen of Australia. I mean, you already are, but that just cemented it.
All hail the queen.
Okay,
padum.
Now
bye.
We're going. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.